incumbent Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson kicked off a two-day campaign swing at a labor union hall in Milwaukee. She urged the audience of union members, Democratic politicians, and defense lawyers to get 100 people apiece to the polls.
Now, everyone here has at least 100 friends. Right? No one's going to admit to less, so let's bring them all out.
Abrahamson's backers were also urging people to make new friends or at least acquaintances. Keith Schmitz gave directions to people who plan to campaign for Abrahamson door to door between now and tomorrow night.
So you got the script right here, and all we want you to do is to sign up, indicate which section you're taking on your sign-up sheet so we can track that.
Democratic State Senator Spencer Cogg says he's already been campaigning for the Chief Justice in his Milwaukee legislative district. He admits that the spring election for a mostly Madison-based court is not the top thing on many people's minds.
Oftentimes, me coming to the door is a reminder for them, and they'll say, well, thank you, now I'll vote.
In a campaign contrast, challenger Randy Koshnick is holding news conferences around the state. In Madison yesterday, he repeated that his political leanings would not affect his work on the Supreme Court.
So even though I am personally politically conservative, if there is a politically liberal law that's passed, I will respect it and enforce it the way that it's written.
Just 20% of voters statewide are expected to cast ballots in tomorrow's election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.